We lived on a creek near Florida, Missouri. We belonged to Will Eli. He had only 5 slaves, my father and mother and 3 of us girls. My mother told me she come from Virginia or down south someplace. They bought in a boxcar full with a lot of other colored people. There were several cars full, with men in one car, women in another, and the younger ones in another, and the babies in another, with some of the women to care for them. They bought them in Palmyra and sold them. Master bought my mother. I don't know where my father come from. We didn't have to work none too hard, because we was young, I guess. We cut weeds along the fence, pulled weeds in the garden, and helped the mistress with the hoeing. We had to feed the stock, the sheep, the hogs, and the calves. In the evening, we was made to knit a finger's width, and if we missed a stitch, we'd have to pull all the yarn out and do it over. The master's girls learned us to read and write. We didn't have hardly no clothes, and most of the time just rags. We got them things once a year. I had to wear the young mister's overalls for underwear and Lindsay's for a dress. We went barefoot until it got real cold. Mother made moccasins for our feet from old pants. Our feet would crack open from the cold and bleed. My father was took away. My mother said he was put on a block and sold, because the master wanted money to buy something for the house. Mistress always told us that if we run away, somebody would catch us and kill us. We was always scared when somebody strange come. Some Union soldiers come and told us we was free, like they was, and told us not to be afraid, they wouldn't hurt us. They told us the war was over. The master told Mother not to go away, that if she stayed a while, he would give a couple $100. We stayed a while, but she never got no money. I tell you, we was raised plenty tough them days. The young folks can't stand such raising these days.